RVFTA's Campground of the Week is sponsored by Jayco. To view their complete line of RVs, visit jayco.com. And by Progressive Insurance. Get an RV policy quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV. And by Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. To find a campground near you, visit campjellystone.com.
America the Beautiful. There is adventure to be found around every corner.
And there is no better way to explore it than by staying at one of our country's 14,000 campgrounds.
Our team of correspondents will guide you to the best places to park your rig or pitch your tent.
On each week's episode, we'll give a complete review of one campground, location, activities, amenities, best sites, and tons of other insider intel.
Plus, we'll talk about regional highlights, food, culture, attractions, family fun, and all things great outdoors.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, and from the Great Lakes to the Mississippi Delta, it's time to hit the open road with RVFTA's Campground of the Week. Our Northeast correspondents are Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, the co-hosts of the RV Family Travel Atlas and Campground of the Week podcasts, and the authors of The Idiot's Guide to RV Vacations and a second book that they are trying to write right now.
But we're too busy reviewing campgrounds.
Welcome to the show, co-author.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
And where are we going this week? A real favorite.
Okay, we are going to the Townsend Great Smokies KOA. But before we tell you about this campground that is outside of one of the most popular national parks in the United States,
the most visited, right?
We have a message from our sponsor at Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. Award-winning Jellystone Parks have everything your family needs to make long-lasting camping memories. Whether you are an RV enthusiast, enjoy the comforts of a cabin, or prefer tent camping, Jellystone Parks have first-rate accommodations, amenities, and activities.
From amazing water zones to mini golf, wagon rides, themed weekends, and appearances from Yogi Bear and friends, you'll see that family fun is the main attraction at Jellystone Campgrounds. And with over 80 locations in the United States and Canada, you can have a quality camping experience that is close to home. Visit campjellystone.com to find a Jellystone park near you. So, Stephanie, where is the location of this week's campground?
All right, so the Great Smokies, everybody knows there's a North Carolina side and there's a Tennessee side to the Great Smokies. And this is located on the Tennessee side. It's in a small town called Townsend, and this town is really known for its very unique sort of charm and hospitality. The campground itself is located on the Little River, which flows out of the national park, and it's also located right near one of the most popular destinations in the Great Smokies, which is Cades Cove.
It's pretty much as close as you can get to Cades Cove, right, unless you're going to camp at the campground in Cades Cove, and there is a NPS campground there.
Now, this is also referred to sometimes as the peaceful side of the Smokies.
That's kind of funny because the North Carolina side is plenty peaceful too.
Well, there's a lot going on. You know, it's like not – this right here – in Townsend does feel very different than, you know, I feel like Cherokee did, or than
Gatlinburg or Pigeon Forge.
Yeah, yes.
If you're not into the hustle and bustle of Gatlinburg or Pigeon Forge, the Townsend KOA very well may be for you. And this is a KOA holiday, so it's recently branded as a KOA holiday, which most KOAs are getting the holiday branding. So it's your traditional KOA, and it's going to offer a lot of the things that a really great KOA will offer.
Good for a week long stay as a family when you're trying to explore the destination around the campground.
This is definitely a week's vacation. Mm-hmm. We have podcast listeners that are there right now. And, you know, this campground was recommended to us by people that we know. We have recommended it to many, many others. I have never heard anyone who has not loved the Townsend KOA.
All right. Now, how big is this campground? Well, It's not that big size-wise, but they managed to put a lot of sites
in that space. They pack a lot of sites in. There's 100 sites for RVs and tents. There's a few dozen cabins. There's simple camping cabins all the way to deluxe cabins. The sites are not that small, but they're certainly not huge.
I think that they're on the small side. And I do think that people feel, you know, people, the full hookup sites, I think that some people feel like shocked by how close they are. But I think that we always talk about these destination campgrounds that are really close to some of the most popular places in America. And, you know, they just pack in.
Yeah. I mean, look, our deluxe site that we had when we were there was cozy. I mean, the other RV was close by, but it was a really nice site anyway. Okay.
Well, that's trees. You can be close to your neighbors and still have a nice site. And I think this campground is an example
and
of that.
The ideal here is to get a riverfront site.
Right.
I mean, the riverfront sites are gorgeous, and then you don't have neighbors on that side.
All right. So then let's dive into the setup of the sites then before we get ahead of ourselves. So there are a couple of pull-throughs, literally like a couple of pull-throughs in the entire campground. Most of the sites are back in. All right. There's some that are full hookups, and there's others that are more water, that are just water and electric. Now, I felt like the full hookups were more like open, and the water and electric sites were more kind of tucked away and a little like more wooded feeling.
Yeah, it's not, it doesn't really quite feel like it's two different campgrounds, but there is quite a distinction between those two sections of the campground.
Now, 77 to 84 are the sites that you're talking about. Those are the full hookup riverfront sites. And from what we hear, people book those sites out more than a year in advance.
Oh my gosh. We were working with KOA when we reserved our site, and we were really far away from the river. I mean, this campground is in demand. Those waterfront sites are very hard to get for a good reason, because they're epic.
Now, you say that we were far away from the river. We were as far away from the river as you could get, because we were actually at the end, the other side. So when you come into the campground, there's the front. I'm going to call it the front of the campground, which is the entrance. And that has the camp store and the snack bar and all that kind of stuff, the pavilion where they have their activities. Then towards the back of the campground is the little river. So the front of the campground is definitely bustling. So like we had a site that was right at the front, and there was just always like people coming in, people going out, and it was very busy.
Yeah, the camp store's there, the playground's there, the fudge shop, all that stuff.
So absolutely. Just if you want to, like, I feel like the further back you get, the more peaceful. Now, however, they do have these deluxe patio sites that are becoming more popular, and they were really pretty with beautiful landscaping. They had the fire pit, they had the furniture, so that if you wanted to stay on one of those deluxe sites towards the front of the campground,
it was like that raised fire pit made with stone, very beautiful, very attractive. I have lovely pictures of the site. I really enjoyed that site, even though we were not by the river. Now let's talk price range and ease of booking. So Stephanie, how much does it cost to camp here depending on your hookups, location, and the season?
You know, this campground's open, you know, through many different seasons, right, of the year. So the prices are going to vary greatly between $50 to $80 between your hookups, whether you have full hookups or partial hookups or a tent site or a cabin is going to be even higher. But basically what you need to know is if you plan on coming here during the summer months, you need to book far in advance. And I have a good example of this. We were traveling with friends who booked later than we did, and they got the last site that was available when we were traveling.
There was one site left.
And it was not a good site.
And I'll tell you this too. I remember now, we booked in January. We went in July, and we got one of the sites far away from the river. So that should give you an idea. Let's talk amenities at this campground. They do have very nice amenities. So the pool is not gigantic. It's just a nice sort of medium-sized pool that's very common in the mountains of North Carolina and Tennessee, partly because you're at elevation and it's chilly, and partly because people are there to see the national park. So you're not going to see a lot of gorgeous resort-style pools, but it's a very nice pool.
And it's nice to have a pool when you're in the mountains, because when you're doing hiking with your kids during the day, it's really nice to reward them with some pool time afterwards.
Yeah, and now the playground actually was pretty epic. It's designed by the folks that design playgrounds for Disney. So it really had that kind of pirate playground feel, and it was its own little world. And our boys would go over there and spend hours at the playground while we relaxed at the sites.
This was one of the playgrounds that all the kids in the campground gather out and have just huge games of tag and hiding bingo seek and everything. They spent a lot of time at that playground. And our boys are older, too. We're, like, at the age where they could kind of be a little more independent at the playground for the first time. And this
was one of the first trips they were able to take off on their own.
Yeah, and we were really close by. But
now, right up on the road, they actually have, like, a gas station, a little convenience store, and then a cute, like, fudge and ice cream shop with a snack bar. These are run by the campground. Homemade fudge, really nice ice cream, really nice baked goods there. We went there almost every night during our stay at the Townsend KOA.
Of course we did. And then they also have basketball. They have also bike rentals and tube rentals, which is really nice. I love it when campgrounds rent the things that you need to enjoy.
And the tubes are all blown up. They're all lined up. They're all ready to go because tubing on the Little River right in front of the campground is really popular. So you can walk right down to the river and hop in a tube and kind of splash around and get wet. Or you can walk to the end of the campground, which I did, and you kind of cut through where the cabins are. You can hop in the little river and then float all the way back to the bottom of the campground, basically.
Or you can take the campground shuttle. They actually have a shuttle
and
that will
go further away.
You can go further and then tube back to the campground. So
and it was somewhat adventurous tubing on the Little River. It was not necessarily kid-friendly for Max and Theo at like 6 years old or whatever they were at the time. It was a little bumpy in spots, perfectly fine for an adventurous adult, but the stretch out in front of the campground, there were some rocks. It was
rocks,
a little bumpy.
Yeah.
I flipped off of my tube.
All right. Now, from Memorial Day to Labor Day, this campground does do regular weekly activities, and we enjoyed a lot of them when we were there. We did one of those big water soaker hayride.
Mm-hmm. And the manager, Mark Chipperfield, and Jimbo, and the whole crew, they're so nice, and they do such a great job with those activities, and they really have a great time with the kids.
They have outdoor movies. Our kids stayed up way too late for their age at that point to watch
an outdoor pavilion, like a covered pavilion.
Yeah, and they have the tie-dye and the bingo and everything, so that's nice. Now, let's talk Wi-Fi and cell service. Cell service is really, really sketchy in the Great Smokies. Now, the Wi-Fi at the campground, we were, like I said, to the front of the campground, which I felt was like a little bit busy, and I would have preferred to be back further, but the one benefit was the Wi-Fi was great, right up there at the front because you were right by.
And we were blogging along the way on that trip.
Well, so we were podcasting,
Podcasting and blogging. That's right. We podcasted from the RV for that entire trip.
Yeah.
Bunch of crazy kids we were.
So I remember uploading. I always know whether campground Wi-Fi is fast with how I could get the podcast uploaded. And there, when I was right there at our site because we were so close to that front camp store and everything, it was zippy. So that was nice.
All right. Any insider details that we didn't go over?
No, I mean, the bottom line is this is the kind of campground where if you can get a riverfront site, that's the reason to go to this campground. It's a lovely campground otherwise, but like that makes it just amazing.
Yeah, I would also add as an insider detail that the manager, Mark Chipperfield, is incredibly knowledgeable about the area. So if you want recommendations for bike rides, for hikes, for food, I think he's really spent his whole life in the area. So ask him, hit him up for some suggestions. Now, Stephanie, this is a really nice campground, but we know that nobody's perfect. So what could be improved, if anything, about the Townsend KOA?
All right. There's one little weird triangle cutout that has the basketball courts and the dumpster and like a washing station. And it also has sites 67, 69, 71, and 73. And that's just like a weird area for campsites to be at.
I'll tell you this. I have no problem with carving out a site in a bizarre spot, but I think you have to tell people. When they call to reserve, you have to say something like, I'm sorry, we only have one site left and it's next to the dumpster. Would you like to rent it or not?
Right. So our friends ended up being in the site next to the dumpster and they hadn't been told that. Now there was another site for them to move to because somebody had left.
Yeah.
So they could move. But I feel like if they had remained next to the dumpster for their entire stay there, it kind of would have rubbed them the wrong way. So...
Okay, so that was our review of the Townsend KOA in Townsend, Tennessee, right near Cades Cove and Great Smoky Mountains National Park. We're going to come back in a second and tell you about some activities near the Townsend KOA, and we're also going to point you to some other podcasts that we did that covered the area extensively. Stay tuned.
Generations of family fun. It's what Jayco's founder, Lloyd Bontrager, set out to provide nearly 50 years ago when he started the company on the family farm in 1968.
Today, Jayco, the world's largest privately owned RV manufacturer, is still focused on providing a way for families to create lasting memories.
From camping trailers to gas Class A motorhomes and everything in between, you'll find that Jayco offers the most standard features and the best warranty in the industry, giving you the value you want and the peace of mind you deserve.
Visit your local Jayco dealer or jayco.com for more information. Jayco, generations of family fun. Welcome back to the show, everybody. We just did a great review of the Townsend KOA in Townsend, Tennessee, near Great Smoky Mountain National Park. And now we're going to tell you some activities to do in the Townsend area. But first, we need to thank our sponsor, Progressive Insurance.
Your RV is very different from your car, which is exactly why you need to get specialized RV insurance coverage instead of insuring under your auto policy. With specialized coverages, you're even more protected on the road. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com/RV.
Definitely need that insurance for that mountain driving.
Oh, that was some of the, that was our first like, whoa,
that was
Nelly
a real
experience.
Epic drive coming into Great Smoky Mountains National Park. Lots of elevation. I will say this, truck and trailer performed so admirably on that trip. Zero problems with my Chevy Silverado. Zero problems with my Jayco 8 Whitehawk. That was a 34-night trip. Now, listen, we've covered this area before extensively on our podcast.
But before we had Campground of the Week.
Before there was a Campground of the Week. So if you want to find out about all the cool things to do in the area, go back to RV Family Travel Atlas. Listen to episodes number 43, 44, and 45. We did detailed descriptions of hikes, activities, food, our entire Smokies trip. So consider this a supplement to that. Now let's get focused, though, just on Townsend, because it is a charming little area. And people that do want a quiet taste of the Smokies are going to be attracted to Townsend. So, Stephanie, what are some things you can do right by the campground?
Yeah, one of the things we always love is when there is a bike trail, not like near the campground, but right at the campground.
It's right across the street.
You don't have to load your bikes into the truck to go to a bike path. Two thumbs up from us. And this bike trail is right across the street and it goes 5 miles, which is a great distance for a bike ride. So you can just cross the street, hop on that bike trail and go 5 miles, which is a fantastic.
And come right back to your site. Yeah. Like you said, love it. Also, we mentioned tubing on the Little River. There are places where you can rent tubes all up and down that road right there. You can rent the tubes right at the KOA. They have a shuttle bus. So you can do a really long, adventurous run and end up right back at the campground. Hypothetically, if you have a riverfront site, you could tube right back to your site, basically. Or you could tube within the campground just by walking to one end of the campground and tubing all the way back to the other end. That's a pretty fun
run. And
we
did that with the kids. But if you want sort of one of those more like half-day tubing experiences, River Rat Tubing is right around the corner from the campground. And they're going to do the whole thing where, that, you know, you jump in the van and you go off and then you get like a – you can do a half-day. You can do a full day. So if you want more
– Great Smoky Mountains, that region is terrific for tubing. There's so many great –
You can't walk a mile. You can't go a mile without finding another tubing outfit or joint.
Also,
you know?
Great for fishing. And if we do – not if. When we do a return trip to Great Smoky Mountains National Park, we are going to do some fishing. So who do you want to hook up with to do some fishing?
Yeah, at the campground, they recommend it Smoky Mountain Angler or the Little River Outfitters as two fishing outfitters that are right near the campground and really reputable.
And I trust Mark Chipperfield's recommendations. Now, there's also some caverns nearby. Maybe if you have a rainy day or if you want to just do something a little bit different that's not in the national park?
Well, yeah, and it's all the caves under, right? It's the Tuckaleechee Caverns. And that's, again, the campground, it's so funny. It's like you feel like you're in the middle of nowhere, but there's all this stuff that's right along that road as you pull out of the campground. And here you can go caving, you can take a tour underneath, do an extensive tour. So if you're interested, or if you have a rainy day, which happens in the Smokies, it's a good idea.
Absolutely does. You could also on a rainy day do the Smoky Mountain Heritage Center. And that's a really beautiful building and a really cool place to visit.
Yeah, and they have the whole history from the Native Americans through the pioneers, all the mountain culture, the music culture. They have like the people are dressed up like in different time periods and they have the craftsmen actually doing things. So it's a really nice place for kids.
Our dear friends JP and Kathy, who got to the Townsend KOA before we did and very strongly recommended it, also loved the festivals. They were there for, I think, a spring festival, correct?
Oh, I'm not sure, but I do know know that Townsend is known as a town for hosting festivals year-round.
The Spring Festival, the Old Timers Day Festival, and the Fall Heritage Festival.
And there's others.
And there's some music festivals, I think, too.
Yeah. And then, of course, the major attraction is that Cades Cove is just a mere 15 minutes drive. I think it's like 7 miles, and it takes you about 15 minutes to drive.
And it's certainly one of the highlights for the entire Great Smoky Mountains National Park. I think it was the most beautiful thing that we did in the Great Smoky Mountains. It may have been my single highlight from the park.
Yeah, it's an 11-mile driving route, and you can bike it too if you're interested in
doing
that.
And there's hiking trails inside there too. You can drive in and then hike.
Right, and along that 11 miles, there's all these stopping points featuring historical homes, churches, mills. And then also, this has some of the best wildlife viewing in the entire park. So the real insider tip here is go at dawn or dusk, and the animals come out to feed, and you will see
wildlife.
And
if you see a bear in the middle of the day, don't slam on your brakes and cause a bear jam.
Bear jam. There was tons of bear jams, but we did see a bear.
We got stuck in a bear jam, mm-hmm. Okay? And you saw a bear.
Oh, you didn't get to say it?
I did not see the bear.
I saw the bear. I saw the bear in the bear
jam. I would say the Townsend KOA is a truly great KOA, classic campground, and it's near Great Smoky Mountains National Park, which is incredibly beautiful. So head over there for a great family adventure.
And I would like to say that there are tons of campgrounds available to stay in. In the Great Smokies area.
And this has the reputation as one of the best.
It really does. So I do want to point that out. It's hard to differentiate between all of them. So I did want to say the reason why we're doing a separate campground review of this on Campground of the Week is because we do feel like it is one of the home run
campgrounds. And our listeners keep going back to it,
yes,
and keep reporting back to us.
Yes.
Now, Stephanie, did you know that adding your RV insurance with another Progressive policy like auto, motorcycle, or boat is a great way to save money when you are out on the road seeing the sights like Great Smoky Mountains National Park?
I did know that, and I do have to save money because I'm married to you. So you can call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com/RV for more info today.
Never said I'd be a cheap date. And a big thank you to Jayco. To view their complete line of RVs, head on over to jayco.com and to Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts, and you can check them out at campjellystone.com. Big thank you to both of them for sponsoring great RV content every single week. And we'll see you on a riverfront site at the Townsend KOA.
See you at the campground.
See ya. Thank you so much for tuning in to RVFTA's Campground of the Week.
Links to the campground and regional attractions can be found in the show notes at campgroundoftheweek.com.
And don't forget to check out the other podcasts in our network.
RV Family Travel Atlas is hosted by yours truly, Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, and available every Friday morning.
And Girl Camper, Going Places, Doing Things, is hosted by Janine Pettit and released every Tuesday morning.
Join us next Thursday for another great review from our team of campground correspondents who will inspire you to hit the open road and explore America the Beautiful.